Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another podcast. I'm in John chapter 6. We're closing out. I hope to try to close out the 6th chapter before the year's out, but I'm not sure. We only got these 4 podcasts left and maybe not be able to do it, so let's not waste any time. John chapter 6, verse 52. The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." So Jesus makes an offer to the Jews standing nearby who want to know how he could actually give flesh to eat. And Jesus makes it very clear, unless you eat that flesh and drink his blood, you have no life. Now, we know that he didn't mean gnaw on his arm and drink his blood. This was not a cannibalistic, vampire-like statement that Jesus is making. We do know, that's what we know. We also know, because we have the celebration of communion in the church, which was reinforced. It was instituted by Jesus at the night before his crucifixion, what we commonly refer to as the Last Supper. And then it's reiterated by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 11, where the Corinthian church did participate in communion. In the 10th chapter, Paul calls it communion, in that we're communing with the Lord Jesus, remembering his death through the body and the blood. So we know that John 6:54, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." This is a rite and ceremony for the new covenant believer, that we are able and encouraged to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. "For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." And this sounds very odd to us in the Western world, how we could wrap our minds around the idea of eating flesh and drinking blood. But to the people that Jesus is addressing, this was not a strange thought. The eating of flesh, now drinking blood was certainly not something the Jews did. And Jesus, of course, is not inviting them to break Jewish law by literally drinking his blood. But they understood the flesh and the blood and the importance that those had spiritually. So Jesus is trying to transition the Jewish thinker from a literal lamb with literal blood on an altar into the realm of the spirit. As the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead, he who eats this bread will live forever. These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. So Jesus is introducing an old idea of eating the flesh of the lamb and stating, and then taking that blood and pouring it on an altar. Jesus is saying, under a new covenant, it's not going to be a literal lamb with you pouring blood on a literal altar. You're going to feast of me, the lamb, and drink of my blood. You're not going to have to go pour it out. You're going to pour it in. You're going to take it into you, because the new covenant is not going to be an outworking like the old covenant, where you go out and do. It's going to be an internal thing. It's going to be something that happens on the inside. He's really inviting them to enter into another covenant. And while we don't see anything wrong with that, because as Gentiles, a couple thousand years later, we're looking at it from the outside and looking at it in hindsight, really, and saying, well, they needed out of that old covenant anyway. That's easy for you to say. But to a Jew in that day, they didn't see themselves as needing out of an old covenant. They thought it was fine. And Jesus is asking them to enter into another one. I gotta give that its own day. I gotta tell you how big that was and why that was so crucial. It's also why he loses some people. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And until then, I'm just wishing you and praying for you the greatest day you've ever had. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.